By the Lord.
Amen. We've had this song on our heart and tried to sing it this morning, but my wife had it on my heart this evening, and don't want to get in the way of preaching time, but I also felt like it were to do this, and so I hope it'll be a blessing. I looked this up earlier. I don't remember if it was Revelation 11 or 12, but it was talking about the accuser of the brethren, and how that, you know, he was finally, you know, cast out, and he said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony tonight. And so what power there is in the blood of the Lamb, and also the word of our testimony tonight. And I said they loved not their lives even unto death. But we want to sing about the blood of the Lamb tonight, the Lord to help us.
I want to say I love the Lord, and I thank Him for saving me. And that was my daddy that testified and said he got saved when he was 12, and his mama prayed for him. And then he prayed for me, and I got saved. And then my son got saved this year, and I prayed for him. That's a godly heritage. It's a good one, and I'm so thankful for it.
Amen.
When the last rays of sunshine in my life have faded, and my time to cross Jordan is near, there'll be somebody waiting to carry me over when I say to love one down here. I know that the Savior is waiting. His sweet face will be the first that I hear. If someone asks me how I made it, quickly I'll say it. By the blood of the Lamb, I made it through. When I come in the presence of my blessed Savior, I will bow at His nail-scarred feet. I will thank Him for dying and paying sinner condemned unclean.
Yes.
I know that the Savior is waiting. His sweet face will be the first that I meet. If someone asks me how I made it, quickly I'll say, by the blood of the Lamb, I made it through. If someone asks me how I made it, quickly I'll say it. By the blood of the Lamb, I made it through.
Amen. By the blood of the Lamb.
Anybody else want to testify? Sung that song. Yeah.
As I got sitting here thinking about my daddy, my earliest memories was a little sitting around my daddy's feet, and he never got Jesus. I can't remember the first time I heard the story about Jesus. I just grew up knowing about him. As soon as I got old enough to know what it meant,
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. Anybody else want to testify? Amen. I thought about that song about the blood. I thought about over there when Moses and them was gathered in that house. Have you ever thought about that? And the death angel passed over. I don't know if there's a white picket fence around the house or not. I don't know. I don't know what was around the house. But I believe everything began to shake around the house. And that death angel looked and saw the blood. And what did the scripture say? It passed over. Passed over. Boy, I'll tell you what, the death angel's coming to my house one day. Yeah, yeah. And he's going to pass over. And I'm going into that city that God has built and prepared because of the blood of the Lamb. Take your Bible. Let me read some scripture. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord's got some things in store for us this week. I want you to know that. And if you'll mind God and get out of the way and mind God, we'll see some things happen. I thought about a while ago, Brother William was talking, and where Brother William used to pastor at my home church. You know, there's 132 people got saved in revival there in the 70s. Well, ain't that something? 132 folks got saved. Five surrendered their call to the ministry, and I'm one of them. Amen. The other four are still preaching. Amen. Carrying on for the Lord. And I've thought about times about doubting. I guess I may be the only body in you that's ever doubted your calling, even doubted your salvation. But I can remember when I was growing up, they never did lock our church. The doors always stayed open. A storm came up, people could go to the church and go down in the basement. If somebody needed to go into church and pray, the doors was open. And I never will forget one time I was doubting my salvation, doubting that I was saved. And I never will forget. I'm telling you what I can remember, riding up in that parking lot, gravel parking lot. Got off my bicycle and opened those wooden doors and walked about halfway down the aisle and stopped and just pointed and said, nobody was there but me and the devil and God. And I stopped and I pointed down to the altar and I said, devil, right there's where it happened. I said, right there's where it happened. And Hunky Blackwood was doing the preaching, and he's preaching on John chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 10. I remember it, Brother William. I remember it well. And I said, right there's where it happened. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost swept into place. Amen. And boy, I'm telling you, feeling peace, feeling joy. You know, there's a lot of folks need to feel that tonight. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's feeling uncertainty. There's a lot of folks that's feeling a complacency. There's a lot of folks that's feeling a lot of things tonight. But I want to tell you tonight, you don't have to feel uncertainty in your life because we serve the haven of rest. Amen. We serve the rock of ages. Amen. We serve the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We serve the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. We serve the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and the Morning Star. Amen. Our folks, it's been tried. It's been tested. Amen. Placed him in a borrowed tomb and left him there 3 days. And the third morning, the stone rolled away. And there he stood in his glory and stood in his power. Folks, may I say to you tonight, he's King of kings and Lord of lords. There's no reason to feel uncertainty in your life. There's no reason to feel doubt in your life tonight. There's no reason to be discouraged tonight because we serve the great I am. Amen. He wife's uncle is 94 years old, and he's at home, and he's just about bedridden, Leon and Pauline. And the other day he fell, and I had to go down and pick him up and get him back in his chair. And he looked at me, and he said, "Son, I'm so sorry that you had to drive over here and help me up and get back in my chair." He said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "Uncle Leon, don't you feel bad about that." He looked at me and he said, "But there's one thing about it." He said, "I was laying here on the floor and I called out to the Lord before you got here." And he said, "I felt his presence." Amen. And I said, "Well, Leon, before I go, can I feel his presence?" And he looked at me and I said, "Before I go, if you don't care, pray for me." Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, that rickly voice. Amen. That voice that was just scattering. Oh, listen, when he began to speak the words of God, all the bells of heaven began to ring. Amen. Can I tell you, God's not going to let you go. God's not going to leave you. God's not going to leave you. Oh, hallelujah. You feeling this uncertainty in your life? There's no use feeling that. There's no use feeling that. This doubt and this worry, there's no use feeling that tonight. Amen. Listen, all that's of the devil. Amen. That's not of God. That's not of God.
Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
All you got to do is open the book.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. The scripture said, "In the beginning."
Yeah.
Amen. And then go over to the last chapter of the book of Revelation. And read what John says. John says, "Amen." Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, from Genesis to Revelation, boy, he's God. He's God. Don't do none of this work. There's no use in this word. I'm not going to preach. I'm fixing to give an altar call. I'm going to preach out of Psalms 85. Amen. But the Lord said, "No, we'll do that another day." Amen. Yeah, but there's some folks tonight that's feeling some uncertainty in your life. You're worried about some things. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. You don't have to worry about this thing. Listen, old Peter, he stepped off on the boat. Amen. And he began to walk on the water. And listen, I want to tell you, the Bible said he took his eyes off the Lord and he began to sink. Amen. And then he saw him again and the Lord took him by the hand. Oh, I want to tell you, you don't have to worry tonight. You don't have to worry tonight. Amen. Listen, if you're dealing with sickness tonight, you don't have to worry about that either. Amen. Everywhere I read in Scripture, the Lord touched people. Amen. And what makes you any different than those that he touched? Not a bit of difference. He'll touch you tonight. Amen. He'll touch you tonight. Why, I got a phone call last week. Lady in my church had terminally ill cancer, and she went back to the doctor. She'd been taking treatments and went back to the doctor, and the doctor in Birmingham said, "Sister Heck, I don't see a bit of cancer on you anywhere." Amen. Oh, and you quit taking treatment. Amen. Matter of fact, you ain't got to come back for 6 months. And somebody said, "But she's just lucky." No, she wasn't lucky. It was folks praying for her. Healing, amen. Quit worrying about all this stuff. Just put it in the hands of God. Oh, put it in the hands of God. Brother Johnny, where's your wife? Come on, play the piano for me. I'm done.